Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Tuesday, or as we call it, Music Tuesday. Are you ready to quiz? Then let's go. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's almost Christmas, so joining me for a festive music special is Lily Allen. The one and only Lily Allen, it says here. Hi, Lily.
Hello. I'm not actually the one and only. There's another what? One, like quite a sort of right-wing politician in America called Lily Allen. Because if you search me on Twitter sometimes, then she comes up because she said something controversial.
That's such bad luck that she's a right-wing politician.
I know.
Are you feeling Christmassy? Because you did show me your house earlier and it's like Santa's grotto.
Oh, it's like Santa's grotto in here.
It's
don't know
so
why
nice.
I've gone northern, but I feel like Santa is from Yorkshire somehow. If he was from England, he'd be from Yorkshire.
Yeah, sure. Probably, because that's a trusting, kind voice. I know that from voiceovers. As always, Lily, it's 15 points across 12 questions, all about Christmas hits. Let's quiz. Question number one. In 2001, which group released 8 Days of Christmas? In 2001.
S Club 7?
Correct answer is DC, Destiny's Child.
Oh, I should have thought about that. I was just panicking.
Take your time. Question number two. In 1994, a late surge in sales of which UK single ensured that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You only charted at the number 2 spot.
1994, you say?
Come on, this was our time.
E17.
Yay!
Stay Now.
Yes! Yes! Yay! I really didn't want you to get that one wrong. Correct. You did call it Stay Now. It's actually called Stay Another Day, but we're totally giving
Whatever.
It to you.
Stay Now!
Stay Now! Did I tell you about that band that came on the Steph Show, which was a hybrid of Ben from Fats and Smalls, Abs from Five, Dame Bowers, and Shane from Boyzone? And
they're, sounds ideal.
And they're called Boys from the Block, and they've covered this. Not well, I have to say. Question number three. Which X Factor winner was the first to have a Christmas number one single?
Leona Lewis.
Year before, I think. It's Shane Ward. That's My Goal. Question number four. Which band sang Lonely This Christmas?
No idea.
Correct answer is Mud. Okay, this is quite a you question. Question number five. A Great Big Sled, Don't Shoot Me Santa, and The Cowboys Christmas Ball are just 3 of 11 Christmas singles released since 2006 by which band?
Keen.
It's the other ones. It's The Killers. Correct answer is The Killers.
Oh, I love Keen, though.
I know you love Keen. God. Question number six. With over 130,000 different versions recorded, which 19th century Austrian song is the most covered Christmas song of all time? 130,000 different versions recorded. Yeah, fair enough.
No, I don't know. Silent Night?
Correct!
No! That's hilarious!
Correct! Bing Crosby's version is the 4th best-selling single of all time.
Wow!
I love Silent Night.
The biggest selling single of all time.
Yeah, because obviously everyone cracks it open every Christmas. If you do a Christmas song, then you're laughing, really.
Yeah, but if you do a Christmas song that then catches on, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Merry Christmas. I'm going to sing you a line from The Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. I'm not going to sing it.
Go on.
And Kirsty MacColl. All you need to do is sing the next line. I could have been someone. I could have been someone.
Don't know.
So could anyone.
No idea. I'm not actually that good on lyrics. I'm better on melody.
Okay, question number 8. Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas is inspired by the true story of his wife picking him up from Abbey Road Studios in London to take him back to Middlesbrough because the record label wouldn't pay for a rail ticket. With that in mind, which motorway did they use to drive home for Christmas?
Ooh. Middlesbrough, you say?
Abbey Road to Middlesbrough. Lily's very good with motorways.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're always on them.
So it's M1 or M3.
Don't look at me.
I'll say the M1.
Correct! Thank goodness! The answer is the M1. Question number 9. What's the classic line sung by Bono in every version of Band Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. It's like a huge thing that he says this and everyone had to think about themselves when he said it.
Yeah.
Okay, he goes, well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. And that used to always really get me. Because that's how we feel, isn't it?
Mm.
Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any UK Christmas number one of the 2010s decade?
Ellie Goulding.
No.
Yeah, she was Christmas number
she
one.
She wasn't. She was actually just in the gap between Christmas and New Year. The last number one of the decade, but not the Christmas number one. You could have had Matt Cardle from X Factor. No. Military Wives with Gareth Malone. The Justice Collective. Sam Bailey, Ben Haynow, Lewisham and Greenwich NHS Choir, Clean Bandit, Ed Sheeran, and Lad Baby, twice. Question number 11. For 2 points, other than your version of Somewhere Only We Know, can you name 2 songs that have been covered for the John Lewis Christmas advert?
God. Elton John something by Ellie Goulding.
Yeah. Your song, correct. Ellie Goulding.
Your song.
Elton John's song, your song. That was a nice one. Remember that annoying one that Gabrielle Aplin did?
Gabrielle Aplin.
What was that? It was The Power of Love.
Power of Love.
I don't know why that annoyed me so much.
I know why it annoyed you so much, because it's really annoying.
It's really annoying.
Like all of them.
So if you are playing along at home, these are the answers you were looking for. I Can't Fight This Feeling, which was performed by Bastille. And then Golden Slumbers, which was the Beatles song, obviously, but it was performed by Elbow. One Day I'll Fly Away, the Randy Crawford song, performed by Volts. Half the World Away by Oasis, but it was performed by Aurora. And then Tom O'Dell did Real Love, the John Lennon song. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love, but performed by Gabrielle Aplin. We discussed that. And then the Smith song, Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. Oh, yeah, by Slow Moving Millie. That was beautiful. Elton John's Your Song, but performed by Ellie Goulding. Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, that was performed by Taken by Trees. And then From Me to You by the Beatles, another Beatles song, but it was performed by the John Lewis employees. I don't remember that. Question number 12, final question. Let's go. For 3 points, can you name the... Come on. Can you name the 3 Spice Girls singles that were consecutive Christmas number ones between 1996 and 1998? This was our time. We were there. I expect you to get every single one.
No, I won't. Mama.
Incorrect.
That seems to become one.
Yes, correct. Think about it. Christmas.
Yeah, Mama. That seems Christmassy.
Someone left.
To become one
is an absolute tune, and that's that.
Need some love like I never needed love before. Helilla.
No, Lil, you've got to give me another one.
Sorry. I don't know. Give me a clue.
Jerry left and they were all very sad.
Goodbye, my friend. No, you're going to come back and still be here.
That is a tune. I don't care what anyone says.
It's actually quite similar to Two Become One as well, isn't it? And Two Become One. Goodbye, my friend.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the Spice Girls. What do you expect?
So what was the third one?
Ah, too much.
Something is just enough, not enough.
Not this girl. Lily always likes to do sporty spices.
Harmonies, come on. Yeah. Not enough.
Oh my God. You do it so creepily well. I totally forgot.
Need to find someone to keep you satisfied. Not enough.
Merry Christmas.
Understand.
Okay. All right, Lil, I have to go to the break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Lily Allen, well done. You scored 6 points. Sorry, not well done. That's not very good at all. What's Christmas like for Lily? We've spent a lot of Christmases together. What's it looking like this year?
I enjoy elements of Christmas. I quite like being sort of like out of the way. So I like having a role. You know, I like to be in the kitchen or giving presents. I don't really... It's not about the actual togetherness. It's about the feeling of togetherness, but me being separate from that.
But me being isolated from that.
Yeah.
I really just remembered. I really, you were so lovely to me on Christmas. I came to Overtown to when you had the house in the country, and Lily came into my room in the morning with one of my nieces. I think it was Ethel, and an actual Christmas sack, like Santa had actually left me a sack of presents.
He had. And then I just brought it into the room.
Thank you. And there was like MAC makeup, Charlotte Tilbury makeup, cashmere. It was the best Christmas of my life. Aww. So thank you. I was so depressed and it was just lovely. Yeah, you do Christmas really, really well.
Remember that when you're dishing out the points on this round.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends now. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. We have a sports quiz tomorrow, so if you're listening on your way to pick up the kids, or whether you're binging on 5 episodes in a row, we'll be back tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.